You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast.
Okay.
Don't hit the table.
I know. We got to do something about that. I don't know what we'll do. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you know what?
Today we're working it out.
Today is something special. Meow, it's a high traffic day.
It's a high traffic
day. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
Go, go.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
I'm dancing.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Beautiful.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, dear. And happy thoughts to you.
Thank you. Happy thoughts to you, too.
I'm having... my head is full of thoughts.
Yeah?
All kinds of
all thoughts. Kinds of thoughts. We've had a very busy week.
We've had some... yes. A very busy week. It was some amazing people that have put all kinds of crazy thoughts into our heads.
Yes.
Next that week, nothing intellectual.
Right? Just something
next
fun?
Next week, just... we just need to get, like, maybe some jugglers. Circus performers.
You can't see jugglers.
We'll just have to tell everybody how
good they
are.
We'll just have to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at them catch those balls. Stuff like that.
I love balls. Okay, so this week we had a very busy week. We had some very incredible people on our podcast. And if this is how, excuse me, it's starting out right now, imagine...
well, we're going to have some world leaders on here before
absolutely.
We know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, clock. We always seem to start right at the top of the hour. Do you think that's intentional?
Not on my part.
Mine either.
I never really even pay attention to the time.
You don't?
No.
Not at all?
Not really. I used to, but not recently.
Recently. You pay attention to what?
Trying to get as many things done as I can in a day.
Oh, my God. And we're getting a lot.
We're getting a lot done.
So what do you got on deck there, dear?
I don't know. I was just looking. You said you want something fun for next week. Hey, be careful.
I'm just touching.
I know, but you're... be careful.
Don't draw attention to it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You hear that clock?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your new clock.
Yeah.
Sean got a new clock.
It's like Grandpa's clock. It's a wind-up. And it's an alarm clock.
And I don't know how anyone could ever sleep with that in their room. It's so loud.
Sometimes my watch is too loud.
Yeah,
I agree. When I'm sleeping.
I agree.
Because I have a regular old Timex watch.
I agree. Okay.
That in the bedroom would be crazy. Hey, you know, I'm kind of not in a happy Tuesday, Thoughts Thursday day.
You're not?
Well, I am. I am. I feel good and I feel happy and stuff, but... I'm a little kind of irritated when I found out about the wedding that's happening today. And I shouldn't be, and I'm sure I'm just making it all up myself because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But one of my children is getting married today. Not Patrick and or Ariel.
No.
Obviously. It's a third child of mine that gave up for adoption. It's open adoption, you know. I mean, we've always been in his life. Through Facebook only.
Well, not
so
true.
I don't know why I expected an invite to his wedding, but just something in me feels like the other part, you know what I mean? His mom, his birth mother.
Would be there.
It would be there because they just always thought she was so great because they didn't know her because she's not great. Ask her children. You know?
Right. Well, I'm sure it's just some hurtful feelings there because that is hurtful.
But congratulate. I don't know.
Is it hurtful because, I mean, technically, you shouldn't even know about it. Right?
Technically, I shouldn't even know about
it. Yeah, so you're having a feeling of offense and...
it's unwarranted. I guess.
Well, no, I mean, it's totally warranted, but you don't deserve to own that feeling.
I don't?
Yeah.
Because I gave him up.
Yeah.
Right. I guess you're 100% correct.
You know, but I get it that it's hurtful and it's like, man, because it is an open thing and you have been able to have this open thing, but That's their private family, man. You don't know what's going on over there.
No. You don't. Don't know the reasons for the marriage. You hope it's for love.
But yeah.
They're just so young.
Could be for a baby.
He's the youngest.
Yep.
And if they're having a baby, that's weird.
Yep.
I never guessed when I gave him up for adoption, I never thought about a grandchild.
Yeah.
Coming from him.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
Yep.
But he'll be the first one to give a grandkid.
Oh, yeah.
If
absolutely.
Not, you know, just a couple months
it's
away.
It's not happening right
now. Because this wedding is like 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I understand.
We'll know on the wedding photos.
Yeah.
Because they'll post wedding photos, and you can't hide 6 months of pregnancy in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can.
You can?
I don't know.
I couldn't.
What? Well, I
wouldn't know.
Me either.
Yeah.
I can't hide what I got in a wedding dress. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, timer. Quiche.
Let me check.
Shane is making us quiche. I'm so excited.
It's going to be good.
We got the ham.
We need to eat.
I'm so hungry.
We got to try to eat, right?
If we're going to be healthy, we got to eat. That's what I've learned.
That means I got to cook. And now it's getting cooler outside.
Yeah, you can cook.
Yeah.
I got a new microphone yesterday, and I like it, but I don't know if I know how to use it. Should I hang it? It looks cool. How close should I be?
I used to just like that, and it was good.
It seemed to be fine.
Okay, can we do like 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, 5 more minutes. Anyways, congratulations to him for getting married. You know, that's all I can say is getting married to you was the best thing that I ever did in my whole stinking life.
Thank you.
And raising my children with you was the best thing that I ever did in their whole freaking life.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I only can hope that his marriage from this day forward is as good as mine.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus' name, right?
Yep. You know?
That's my prayer for him. Is that I don't care if they're getting married for a baby or love.
Whatever their reasons are.
Tax reasons. Who cares?
Let them love each other. Truly love each other.
I hope that they can have what we have.
Yeah. Because I truly love you. And that's how come we have this, I feel like.
Yeah.
We love each other on the same level. Oh, shoot.
Someone's texting you. I love you because... not out of obligation.
No, out of choice.
Because I just every day.
Choose you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nelson. Oh, that wasn't Nelson.
No.
It wasn't Martin. It was Ralphie. That's right.
Look at me.
Wow. Throwing down the Simpsons quote and the knowledge.
Yeah.
Whoo, schooled. I just got schooled.
And Simpsons is your thing. This is what happens when we give so much. We learn so much that we don't even want to know.
Shit, you just really don't care about.
Yeah, pretty great. Well, you know, I mean, I think that you're feeling the weight of the wedding also because of the experiences we've had this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of contemplation.
Yeah.
Happening, you know what I mean?
Everywhere.
All the way around. I mean, we've gotten so much feedback from all of these podcasts that people are even questioning their own situations and lives and beliefs now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's crazy to think that so many people are actually, affected. By what we're doing here.
Yeah. By our life.
By our lives this whole time.
This is really just our life. I mean,
this is how we've always been.
Yeah.
We just are now.
We've
recording
always had
it.
People in our lives like this, and we know all these interesting people.
And they're all the same people.
Yeah.
In a sense, just in a different casing.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so. We should maybe do a little recap, huh? We're just talking like nothing. And
I'm assuming everyone's already listened
to
everything. So for me, we can go back all the way. We'll start with the polyamorous couple.
On Monday.
On Monday evening, we had a session with them. And you learn about what really poly is, because I think a lot of people here, polyamorous. We're a polyamorous couple. And that means, oh, you guys just have sex with everybody.
Right.
You guys are just out there sexing it up. Just right. A bunch of sex freaks, swinger people, polyamorous.
Right.
Because they don't even understand that word. That word is gobbledygook.
Right.
To a lot of people. And then you find out that it's just a word that means several committed monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
That you don't intermix. They're completely separate.
Yeah.
But they're monogamous and they're lifelong. This clock. God dang. And that is, and they're forever relationships.
Yeah. Well, you hope them to be. That's
these aren't just sex encounters.
Right.
Like a lot of people think.
Right.
Well, I can tell you. Wow.
Ouch.
That hurt. My thinking on polyamorous before Monday was they were out just having sex, whoever and whenever and however they wanted.
Hmm.
It was like a free-for-all word in relationship. I can do
that's
and
what you
be
thought.
With whoever I want, male, female, whatever. I can just do it.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
No,
I don't
like,
know. I guess it's almost, like...
It felt...
Do you have another couple on that has... You know, done the same thing, maybe longer, maybe newer. See what their opinion is of the same thing. Like, for me, my opinion of the whole matter is it's not for me.
Well, it's not for us at all. Because I don't want another relationship.
Yeah, no
of
way.
Of any kind.
One relationship is so hard. Like, to do it well is hard. And it's like, man.
I feel like that's all I need is my wife and my girlfriend pissed off at me at the same time. You know what I mean? It's a crap. I got nowhere to go. I guess I can hang out with her boyfriend.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just...
It's interesting. It was definitely interesting.
And good for them that they love it and that it makes it work for
them.
Well,
that's what they want.
I commend them.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of strength to come out.
And live out loud.
Live out loud like they are. I just was unaware of the details of what polyamorous really was. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you should go back and get some education.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah, because...
we were educated.
We were. There's words that she used I'd never even heard before. Obviously, because we're not in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
But what I did learn is polyamorous people, that couple specifically, they're not swingers anymore. So that's like a progression. You start, we're in love, and we ain't even kinky. We're just doing it all missionary. And then we start getting a little freaky. And then we're like, whoa.
It didn't sound
and then
like they
you
were.
You move into swinging, and then you.
It didn't
move
sound
out
like
swinging.
They were swingers for very long.
It'd be interesting to really talk to some full swingers.
Like,
I mean, everyone
a long
assumes
time.
Everyone assumes that we're swingers, but
right.
not like dabbling.
Well, I think last night you called us big teases.
We're just a couple of teases. Yeah, that's all we are. We're just standing there watching. It'd be interesting to see what people who are really in the lifestyle for years, like it's almost their...
Well, maybe the people who have the parties.
Have the parties that they, like, went to. That's a great point.
You know what I mean? Because those people, I feel like, are committed
to the swinger lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
I'm making a note. It is mind-boggling. It absolutely is.
It takes a lot of...
Long-time swingers. That's what we're looking for now.
It takes a lot of emotional control.
Yeah.
That I don't have.
You know, me either. I think I even said it when we were on the show with them. I would rather just be a dirty slut. I'd rather just be single and just... have as many boyfriends as I wanted them.
Because then you don't have an emotional responsibility.
No.
Yeah.
No. And
you just get what you want.
You want. But maybe in this situation, that's what's happening too, is you're getting what you want.
Well, you know? It seems like everyone's kind of getting what they want.
I feel like that was the theme of this week.
Get kind of all about you.
Yeah.
Get what you
self-indulgence,
want. Self-indulgence.
Totally. Self-acceptance,
gratification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, it slipped right in with Adam and the Church of Satan.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? I didn't realize the religion, that's, I guess what you call it, or beliefs,
yeah,
was so self-focused.
Yeah.
For my brain, you were worshiping the dark lord of Satan.
Right.
Like we worship God.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's not the case.
Right. Man.
It's an empowerment, a self-empowerment belief system.
Yeah.
You know, whereas what we believe Christianity is a servant based kind of belief system. You serve everyone else,
yeah,
and yourself last.
Yep.
And then in the Church of Satan, you serve yourself first. Mm-hmm. You're the primary.
Yeah. He was really great, man.
God, he's so smart.
I got to tell you, I really enjoyed that conversation. I know that conversation would make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Sure.
And even a lot of people who know us be like, what in the world are you doing?
It did me.
You know what I mean? But it's like,
we got to know things.
It was, yeah. And he was so knowledgeable. And I got to say, I agreed with some of the things he said.
Totally.
I thought the same thing of some of the things that he said. And so it was like,
I don't know what common sense person, thinking person would not.
Right. Right. Which I thought was fantastic as well.
Yeah. Sneaky.
Yeah.
That sneaky little Satan.
But after that podcast, we had a pretty deep conversation. So I don't think we need to really
get into that.
Yeah, right now.
And then Camille.
Camille.
Mind
blowing.
Man. The strongest, bravest person I think I've ever seen in my life.
My gosh.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking for a word because it was just
I need
like
to get that book, that thesaurus. I need one of those.
Yeah,
I need
one of those
thesaurus.
Yeah, thesaurus, yeah.
Thesaurus.
She is amazing. She is amazing on so many levels.
Well, I said it last night, and I believe it was on the podcast. I would like to capture some of her strength, her inner strength.
Yeah.
Because to make the change that she has made in her whole life.
Yeah.
Existence.
Yeah.
Jeesh.
Jeesh.
Makes leaving a job feel kind of silly.
Right.
And I feel like it's the biggest, most earth-shattering thing I've ever done.
Right.
Is this. But it's important, I think, that everyone knows that strength's in all of us, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We just have to activate it.
You just got to activate it. You got to activate it. And you got to believe in yourself. And you got to believe that what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah. Most importantly, even if every single person around you thinks it's the wrong thing.
Yeah, or tells you it is.
Or tells you flat out, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You got to stick to your own guns.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm not good at that. I break. I break easy. I say, no, I think this is good. And you say, no, I don't know if that's a good idea. And I go, you know what? I don't know if that's a good idea either. I guess you got to be able to trust your intuition. Trust yourself. Trust yourself.
Trust yourself. Well, you have to know yourself.
You got
to
know.
You got to know yourself to trust yourself. You know what I mean? And that.
You
got to
know yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Jeez. Know yourself.
Don't stifle me.
I'm not stifling you. But sometimes it's like hurting cats.
Not cool.
Just saying. I think it was great.
It was awesome.
It was a great week.
It was a great week.
Which brings us to Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Oh, you want to hear it again? I got it somewhere. I can make it happen. So I'm not the most convenient, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Really? Yeah, let's just not worry about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do.
Yeah.
Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Flawless.
So go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Let's be happy. Happy Thoughts Thursday. I'm contemplating. Go be happy. That's the word.
Yes.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I am happy. But I am also very contemplating. You don't often get to have situations in your life where it makes you get to really think about yourself.
Yeah.
Self-examination.
Yeah.
Is something that we don't do.
Right.
I think, because we're on our phones or Facebook or we're examining ourselves through the lenses of everyone else because of how many likes or comments or whatever the hell we got.
Right.
And so to have some stuff like where you gotta take it all in and then process it.
Right.
And then kind of re-examine and see how it may or may not apply to you. That's a lot of brain power.
It is a lot of brain power, and it has been an exhausting week.
It has been an exhausting week.
I feel like last week was high energy,
and
this week has been contemplative.
Yes.
Which what will next week be?
Oh, I don't want to cry.
Next week, we're busy.
It's going to be dirty. You got these women coming out of the woodwork. Let's talk about that crap. Woo! I could not even imagine having the dirty conversation with a dude through text. Hey, bro, I'm about ready to do this.
Hey.
What's your pointers?
Hey, be cool.
I'm being cool.
Well, you're popping your peas.
I'm going to pop your peas.
I don't know. I think it's great. I'm happy. Come on, women. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Right? Like, let's talk about sex.
Baby.
Let's talk about
you and me.
No, I think,
I got you to sing. That was awesome.
I think it's great. I think that it's great. I have a lot of women reaching out to me about sex talk Saturday with Shayna.
Saturday sex talk with Shayna.
Thank you. So we'll see. I think that we should really tackle the blowjob issue because that seems to keep surfacing.
It's a hot button.
With all these women. It's like 50-50.
It is a hot button.
Some like it, some don't.
I am surprised by the numbers.
Yeah.
It seems weird.
Does it?
Yeah. It does. It seems weird. Doesn't it seem weird to you?
I don't know.
Seems kind of weird to me.
Just talk to dudes about it, too.
I think dudes are pro blowjob.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I think maybe they get bad ones. Who knows?
They obviously get bad ones from the women we've met that say they give bad ones.
Yeah. That's sad. If you don't like giving blowjobs, you probably shouldn't. It's a self-esteem thing, you know? Like.
And I'll tell you this right now.
What if the tables were turned?
Oh, I think they are not. Allowed to be turned.
Why?
Because you, lady, you know, the women used to get what you get. You don't have to give it if you don't want to. Guys, just deal. That's what I'm going to say. Like, if your husband or your boyfriend and says, excuse me, oh, no, I don't like blowjobs. I don't like that at all. That's because you suck at it.
Oh.
I did it. Wow. I went there. I said it.
Yeah. Okay, well. Yeah.
And I just don't believe that. I just let me be. I just don't believe that guys don't enjoy it unless the women who are doing it to them are bad at it.
Yeah, because it should be a very enjoyable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is women talk, so.
Right.
We'll talk about it. No, I'm just kidding.
You can only talk about this with the ladies?
No, I'm just kidding.
I think I'm objective.
You are objective.
Oh.
Okay.
Kenny.
It's not Kenny.
It is
Kip.
Kip.
It's Kip. Jeez. Yeah, it's Kip. How many more times do you need to watch Napoleon Dynamite?
30.
Let's put it on. Right, I love that movie.
Me too.
So, anyways, what are we doing this weekend?
I have no idea. Going to the hot springs?
Oh, man, that'd be so great.
Let's go. It's kind of cool. It's going to cool off this weekend.
Yeah, that'd be so great to just float in the water.
Yeah.
Be in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Man.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. Let's get up Saturday morning and go.
Yeah, we can be there by the time they open.
What, do they open? 10?
Yep.
Oh, we didn't have to get up early to do that.
Nope. And then we can...
We could get up early and go do the incline. In Castle Rock, the little one.
Yeah.
And then go to the hot springs.
Well, let's not get crazy.
We're not going to do that. I'm
let's not get crazy. But that would be fun because it would be fun. And next week, you're busy. You are going to MC for Denver Unique Week of Fashion.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
Which normally I show in.
Yeah, you're normally one of the top designers.
I'm normally a...
the most desired designer.
I'm a good designer. You're I put great. Up good things. You put up but great I things. Just chose not to because we are doing this.
We are, yeah. You, I think you kind of maybe burned yourself or overdid it last year because you no. did so many.
Well, I
maybe
did so many, kinda, but no, I think...
There's so many, many things that you've made. You have so many fairy costumes and outfits and so many corsets and stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I made.
Maybe. That's all I can think.
No.
You were making a corset a day there for a while last year, and I'm just wondering if maybe you're kind of ready to make something else.
Oh, well, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to make. Mm-hmm. Got to get ready for this party.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It's just been a weird year this year.
Yeah.
It's been weird. There's been so much change.
Well.
And it's not over.
It's the 19th, which means we have 1 month from today.
Okay.
To get this house in order.
Okay.
For fucking 100.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
For 150 people. Bibbidi bobbidi. Holy crap.
Holy crapola. Okay.
You know?
I'm on it, boss.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just get it done.
I know you will.
I'll make it happen.
Why don't you enlist the help of your faithful fans?
I will. The people coming. I already got a list.
What? Well, you gotta pick a day.
I know.
Make a day happen.
Make a day happen.
I gotta, well, listen, I'm dragging my ass too. I gotta get pumpkins and I gotta set up a pumpkin carving day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But that's like right before.
Yeah, the week before.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely right before because.
That's a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Because I want to carve like
and no chickens to feed the scraps to.
That's fine. Not even the neighbors.
Mm-mm.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, thanks, right?
No
That's
chickens
awesome.
Over there. I want to do like 30 pumpkins.
I know, really. I wanted to do more. But
really?
Yeah.
Well, see what we can get our hands on. If you've got pumpkins you want to donate, drop them off over here at the house.
Drop them off. That's right. Let's start the collection.
Let's do it. I'm ready. Because we could start. I mean, we've got a couple, but we can really ramp up the collecting of the pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now.
We need to. We got to start now.
We need to get to 5280.
I'm
going to do a little commercial. 5280 Produce, because they always have the best pumpkins and the best vegetables.
Yes.
So look them up on Facebook, 5280 Produce.
Yeah, get one of their produce boxes.
Get a produce box. You'll be hooked.
Small ones, 18. Large ones, 25.
Yeah.
And the large one feeds like so many people.
We can't
so
even
much
get
stuff.
One. The small box is too big for us anymore. We've got too many zucchinis right now. You need to make the bread. You said you were going to make the zucchini bread.
We can make it. It's getting cool now. It's not 100 degrees outside.
No, it's not.
So that means our house is 50 degrees inside.
It's cold.
It is.
I don't like that.
My feet are cold right now.
I'm a little chilled.
This, yeah. Yeah, a little chilly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is all we got today.
What are you doing?
Me?
Oh, my.
What am
so Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. You're looking at Facebook.
I'm not. I'm looking for a happy thought.
Well, what is it? Are you looking for your happy thought on Facebook?
No.
Mm. Instagram.
Yeah.
Ah, I guessed it.
Facebook is Facebook.
Lame.
Well, I don't like how they bury your crap all the time. And then, like, you don't see other people, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have a ton of friends, and I only see a few of them.
Six.
Yeah, and that's lame.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, come on. That's lame. Oh, I hope Chris found love.
How's those quiche doing?
They're
I'd
done.
Like to find love with a quiche.
Are you hungry?
I am so hungry.
Let's eat it.
Let's do a quiche time.
Right now?
Yes, it's
okay.
Quiche time.
Let
Thank
me
you,
get
guys.
It. Thank you, guys.
Tell everyone goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. We're going to go eat a quiche.
We're going to eat a quiche. That's your happy thought. I
that
made
is
you
my
quiche.
Happy thought is that Shayna made us a quiche. Tomorrow, we're going to do a regular Friday podcast.
Okay.
We're not going to get up and get hammered. We're just going to get up and catch a buzz. I'm just kidding. Well, we got to get ready for the garage sale.
Oh, now we're having a garage sale?
Yes, we're not going to the hot spring Saturday. We need to win, make the cash, man.
Making
we need to
cash.
Get the green. We got to get that paper.
All right, I'm going to the hot springs.
On Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care.
Because we're going to make the cash, the paper.
Okay.
Got to make the paper.
Do your Paul Stanley.
Oh, my Paul Stanley. Can you understand that we got to make us the papers, babies? Come on, you motherfuckers. We're going to do it tonight. Get us some papers.
That's funny. Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley, a kiss. He's on the podcast today. Thanks for coming, Paul.
You got it, you bitches.
Maybe I've seen Kiss a few times. I love that guy.
I love it too. Yeah. When we saw him, I thought, oh my God, I know him.
Yeah. That's right. Sean's had him over to the house.
That's right. That was good.
Oy,
all right, I'm feeding you quiche.
Well, I was saying something. Okay, get the damn quiche.
Get the quiche.
Quiche. I love you. What?
I love you.
Oh, I was talking to them.
Oh, I love them too.
I hope that everyone has a great day, a wonderful Thursday.
Yeah, let us know what you thought about the people we had on the podcast.
Yeah, that would be great. Some feedback.
Some feedback.
More. We are getting all your feedback, the people that are reaching out to us. And you can look forward to a Saturday sex talk with Shayna coming up very, very soon once we get some folks lined up. And whatever else, we need to have some other stuff.
Some other stuff? What kind of other stuff?
I don't know.
Well, let's
I
come
think
up
the
with
jugglers.
It.
I'm telling you, the okay, jugglers.
Okay, let's get
work.
The jugglers.
Okay.
We know some.
We do. They can juggle bells.
Ding, ding, ding. That'd be fun.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. And that's what everyone will know what they're doing. Right?
Yep, yeah, yep. Everyone will know.
Saturday garage sale.
Saturday garage sale.
Get all the details on Facebook.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Come buy some crap.
Oh, we got some stuff.
Man, we got some good stuff.
We got some stuff.
I can still hear that clock.
Yeah.
And I threw it across the room.
Yeah.
It's going to have to go outside. It will be the outside clock.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, I'm Sean.
I'm Shaya.
And you've just been swallowed.
Gulp, gulp, gulp. I just got stuck.